Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa'alamu anna Allah ghaniyyun hamid. Sadaqallahu lazim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Ummah with the name Al-Hamid. Al-Hamid is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, translated as Allah who is the praiseworthy. Allah who is praiseworthy. None is worthy of worship and none is worthy of praise except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very important mas'ala, ruling that we need to understand: Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything that we see, this entire creation, and all of His creation, the creatures that are of His creation, all of them have this label of istislam or Islam, which means total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are only two groups of people that have been given a choice, and therefore there is a possibility of some kind of a rebellion that comes from them. But other than that, everything that is the creation of Allah is labeled as Islam. So for an example, the trees that we see, they are also Muslims. The trees are also Muslims. And Alhamd Hamid means Allah who is praiseworthy. So the trees also praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are standing in Qiyam, and they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mountains are also in the state of Islam. There is no kufr that comes from the mountains. And they sit in the position of At-Tahiyyat. The animals that we see that are on their legs are in that posture of ruku. Everything does the tasbih of Allah. Everything praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it recognizes its maker, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given it its functions. And therefore everything praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the stones, from the pebbles, the leaves, subhanallah, the winds that are blowing, the waves, water, rain, clouds, the stars, the planets, moon, whatever. In fact, when we are doing tawaf of the Kaaba, so we walk around the Kaaba in that rotation, anti-clockwise manner. So you are walking, we begin with Hajar-e-Aswad from this side, and we are walking around it. We are walking around it. And the reason why we also walk around Baytullah Sharif is to join the rest of the creation of Allah in its ta'arif, in its praise and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the rest of the planets that Allah has created, they also have a circle. They also have a rotation and they also go round in that anti-clockwise manner. So everything is actually spinning, everything that is also going round. So insan, when he is there, Baytullah Sharif, from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth. But subhanallah, it is moving, but we can't realize it. We don't realize it. And we join the rest of the creation in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person is also walking in that manner, he is saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. What does he say? Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything is in the state of Islam. Everything. Nothing from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in that state of kufr. Everyone is in istislam or Islam. Complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, from amongst the batch of human beings and amongst the batch of jinns, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a choice, and that choice, with the choice there is also what we call shahwat, their carnal desire. And because of that, sometimes you will find that they miss out from the right path, which is sirat-e-mustaqim. So you get the jinns that have disobeyed, and then you get insan that also disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But other than that, it is in the Quran, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Ma means everything. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. The animals do the tasbih of Allah and they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from amongst insan, you have those that are in the state of kufr. If you look at the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarrama, there were two groups only. You had the Muslims and then you had the kuffar that were the mushrikeen. Then when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina Munawwara, another group emerged straight after the Battle of Badr. And so these were the people known as the munafiqeen. These were the people that were known as the munafiqeen. But khair, there are a lot of terms that the ulama use. For an example, someone who in front is a Muslim, but he is a mischief monger and a troublemaker and likes to confuse people about Islam. And so such people are given different terms like mulhid and also zanadiqa, zindiq. And then also some people who sin openly are known as fasiq and fujar. So these are different terms. But that is only amongst the jinns and also amongst human beings. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that choice to insan, then insan qualifies for Jannah. Insan qualifies for Jannah because it is a challenge. It is a challenge. And that is why we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of praising Him. Worshipping is in the form of praising. And this is a very important feature in a human being, that he understands how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. If you have a look at the Quran, how Allah begins His glorious speech, the words are, what are the first words? Ji? Alhamdu. What is it? Again, the same root words. Alhamid, ha, meem, and dal. Ha, meem, and dal. Alhamdu, ha, meem, and dal. Alhamdu. Allah begins His kalam, His speech. This tells you how important it is that a person understands the importance of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Everything is connected to Allah Pak, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so alhamdu means all praises lillahi to Allah. Now Quran begins with Alhamd. The root words are Ha, Mim and Dal. The source of Hidayat. The source of Hidayat. Guidance is given through the Quran and it begins with Hamd. It begins with Hamd. And another source of Hidayat is Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the name Muhammad also has the same root words Ha, Mim, Dal. Do you understand the connection, brother? Muhammad, the root words are Ha, Mim and Dal. If you know Arabic, it will tell you that Muhammad comes from Babe Taf'il, the scale of Taf'il, in which there is exaggeration. So it means that Muhammad is that person who is excessively praised. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is excessively praised. Alhamdu means all praises belong to Allah. And this title name was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he is excessively praised. People are there to praise him. But why is he Muhammad? Because before Muhammad he is Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And his other name is Ahmad. Ahmad means the one who has praised Allah excessively. The one who has praised Allah excessively. So when he has praised Allah so much, excessively, that when you praise Allah too much, then people also praise you. Then people also praise you. Because you are praising who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the world becomes your khadim. The world becomes your khadim. You know, there were some people who said to me, oh, you know, that falan buzrug, imam of that masjid, I see some students, you know, they don't even allow the sheikh to take out the shoes from the shoe racks, and there are students, 3, 4 fighting. We will take out one shoe, the other shoe, and they put the shoes there. So is this Islam? I says, of course this is Islam. This is love. This is what Allah does. When you excessively love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah puts the love of people. Allah puts the love of... Allah puts the love for that person in the hearts of people. So people also become their khadim. When you become the khadim of Allah, the world becomes musakhar for you. Subhanallah al-Azim. But the truth is, it is jealousy that actually comes out. What is it? It is actually jealousy. This is jealousy that has killed and destroyed this ummah. That we don't see things positively. We like to see things very, very negatively. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, subhanallah, when he used to come out and, you know, there were 100 people waiting for Hazrat just to take out his slippers. Everybody would, they would have turns so that people can put the slippers in the shoe racks. These were great people, my respected brothers. They didn't ask for this. Their hearts were pure. They were clean people. That is why in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that the first batch of people who enter Jannah, who are they? In the hadith it comes, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِدُونَ اللَّهِ They are those who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in comfort and ease and also in discomfort and pain. In every situation, good or bad, they never leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are always praising and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always praising Him. Subhanallah al-Azim. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a Nabi, Nuh alayhi salam, innahu kana abdan shakura. Innahu kana abdan shakura. That my Nuh was shakur. Very, very grateful. What was he? Very, very thankful. He is that my servant who is extremely thankful to me. Ulama have done tafsir and they explain that he is Abdan Shakura Because for 950 years of Nabuwat that was given to him, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam's entire life was with only one tasbih. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that honor that he is Abdan Shakura. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afdalu dhikri la ilaha illallah. The best zikr is what? La ilaha illallah. Sometimes, my respected brothers, if you want to know how much love you have for Allah in your heart, it is proven. Sometimes you see something that has happened, or you were about to fall, or something happened to you, and the natural reaction, the words that come out from your mouth. So for an example, all of a sudden something happens to you and you say, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, La ilaha illallah. These are good signs. What are they? These are good signs. These are good symptoms. That you are ready all the time. You know, when you are flying and there's turbulence. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. When there is turbulence, this is the turbulence of this dunya. One will be the turbulence at the time of death. That is a great tragedy. That turbulence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. At that time, today we can't even concentrate in our salah. Imagine that. When you say Allahu Akbar, you are doing tawaf of Kaaba. Well, even if you're doing tawaf of Kaaba, that is also good. At least you're doing tawaf of Kaaba. You're not in Buckingham Palace somewhere, are you? Allahu Akbar. Even when you're reciting the Quran, your mind is somewhere else. You are making dua, but your mind is somewhere else. Then imagine at that critical moment at the time of death, how much this heart needs to be filled with the name of Allah, and how much we have to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the beautiful teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is so important for us to sleep. And in the hadith it comes, An-nawmu akhul maut. Sleeping is a micro death. Sleeping is micro death. And so sleeping is death. When we go, we die every time in the night. But a person is still breathing. But that is like death. And then in the morning when he wakes up, the first words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Alhamdulillah. What does he say? Alhamdulillah. All praises belong to Allah. Ahyana. Allah woke us up. Allah gave us life. Ba'da ma amatana. After giving us death. Wa ilayhi nushur. But Allah, we know that we will return back to you. When you start your salah, Allahu Akbar, what do we do? Alhamdulillah. Allah, all praises belong to you. Praising Allah is very important. Very, very important. And food, rizq, sustenance. We work for food. We are working so there's food in front of us. After, mashallah, Allah has given you rizq, then again the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi alladhi. All praises. The same name of Allah. Alhamid means Allah is praiseworthy. Alhamdulillahi alladhi. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At'amana wa saqana. That gave us food, water to drink. At'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin, and made us from amongst the Muslimin, subhanallah. And then in the morning when you wake up, you are shy to come out from the house in your lungi or your pajamas. What will people say, the neighbors? But nowadays people, mashallah, everything is fine. But you want to put on your beautiful clothes. Again, when you put on your clothes, you are covering your shame and your satr. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this dua. Alhamdulillahi allazi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. All praises be to Allah that has given me clothes so that I can cover my satr. So that I can cover my satr. And it beautifies me when I put on the clothes when I'm walking out. Subhanallah. Satr we have to cover, which is very important for a man. It is from the navel to the kneecap. From the navel to the kneecap. This section should be sealed. A lot of people make mistake even when they put on the ihram. Can you imagine that? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They are doing the tawaf of the house of Allah and it is hot. They haven't got a body to show anyway, but it is hot and they'll wrap the upper sheet on their neck and walking. Tawbah, 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 tawbah. You are doing Hajj, Safa, Marwa and your satr is exposed. There are women that are there looking at you. Is it only men that have shahwat for women? Women don't have shahwat for men? What kind of a Hajj and what kind of an Umrah are you doing? Is your Umrah accepted? Is your Hajj accepted? That your back is exposed completely because it is hot. The only exposure you can give during Tawaf is your right hand. What is it? Your right hand. Because the kuffar were actually making a mockery out of the Muslims. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, show them the right hand. Show them the right hand and walk like a soldier. But then ihram does not mean that you can wear your clothes how you want. It means that your ihram should be long and it should cover your entire body properly. Even when there is a janazah, the last piece of material is an envelope. What is it? It is an envelope. It is so large and huge that it covers the entire body like a sweet wrapper. Like a sweet wrapper. It is folded from both sides. Like that. It covers your entire body. And for a woman, there are two types of clothes that she should not wear. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي كَسَانِي مَا أُوَارِي. Allah's Nabi is explaining to us in this dua. But we don't know the dua because we don't read the dua. There are two types of clothes that a woman cannot wear. It is haram for her. The first type is see-through clothes. The first type is see-through clothes, that they are transparent. And number two, clothes that are very, very tight to the body. This is haram and not jais for a woman to wear. Anything else, she can wear. Anything else, she can, as long as it is loose. And the shape of the body is not visible. So this is the dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read. Imagine, even going to the toilet is such a blessing. For a person to do peshab, to urinate, ask that person who's got a bag here, Allahu Akbar, the takleef that they have. Even to do pakhana, feces, and stool, for it to be, to exit your body is such a blessing. Otherwise it would give you takleef, it would be painful in the stomach. And so even after going to the toilet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is my blessing. I have made exit points in your body. I have made exit points in your body. And remember me and do my ta'arif. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنِّي الْأَذَىٰ وَعَفَانِ. So everywhere, in everything that we do, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has packaged Islam in such a way that we are always praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we get into the habit of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, we will be from amongst the first batch of Muslims that will enter Jannah. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into ruku and then he stood up. All of a sudden some sahabi from the back said, Hamdan, alhamdulillahi, hamdan, kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the completion of his salah, he said, who read that tasbih? That sahabi got scared. Maybe Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is angry. So nobody said nothing. Who read it? Nobody said nothing. Until Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no problem, what he read is fine, tell me who read it. So one sahabi stood up and he says, O Nabi of Allah, I did, praising Allah Pak, You know, some words were put into my heart and I said, Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have never seen before so many angels that came down from the heavens in this gathering, and they all wanted to receive your kalimat, the words that you read, to present it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So get into the habit of also reading this small, very small dua. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Make your namaz quality namaz. Make your namaz quality namaz. These are things that are very, very important. Very, very important. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is in Ibn Majah, that a person who reads this dua, Ya Rabbi lakal hamd, kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Ya Rabbi lakal hamd, kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. A person who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, in the morning and also in the evening, it is said that the angels went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they said, Ya Allah, there are some from the ummah of your Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have adopted this dua and they read this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, I will not tell you what reward to write. Just write down how many times they have read this dua, this supplication. On the day of Qiyamah, I will want to reward them. I will want to reward them. Imagine that, my respected brothers. Subhanallah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to reward you, what kind of a reward that will that be? What kind of a jannat will that be, that Allah wants to give you something? And it is so important, my respected brothers, even after namaz, do your tasbihat, whatever you do, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, there is a hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an. He says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any man in the morning and in the evening reads this tasbih only 100 times. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Bole? Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, nobody will come that will beat this individual in good deeds except for that person who is reading the same tasbih. No one will be there to beat him. So simple. Imagine 100 times. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdi. You are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdi. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdi. Life is very, very short, my respected brothers. Today you see 14-year-old people are dying. 14-year-old. 16-year-old. 20-year-old. 30-year-old people are dying. The young are dying faster. The young are going faster than the old. Subhanallah al-Azim. Let us continuously praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of this beautiful name, Al-Hamid. Al-Hamid means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is full of praise, and He is praiseworthy. And so we will always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we also know the dua and the supplications that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had read at the different times of the different actions that he did. But then at the same time, you also get certain tasbihat that we should do. MashaAllah, it only takes 10 minutes or 5 minutes, but the reward is immense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah, just for a few minutes, 3-4 minutes, if we can shut the eyes and allow the heart to beat and to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this heart very, very pure. Inshallah, when the heart becomes pure, the entire body will become pure. When the heart becomes right, the entire body becomes right. When the character of the heart is right, inshallah, it will have an impact upon the entire body. So inshallah, relax, close your eyes, inshallah, let the heart do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.